Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. This hour, a musical walk through the perfectly manicured flowers, well-trimmed hedges, sculptures, and water features in the backyard of the 17th century Hanover Winter Palace. The gardens at Herrenhausen Palace, commissioned by Sophia of Hanover in 1683, rivaled the opulence of those at Versailles. We'll hear some of the favorite music of Sophia of Hanover and her daughter, Sophia Charlotta, and then the journey jumps the space-time continuum and hops back to 14th century France and the longing, loss, and passion of Guillaume de Machaut's poems and their musical settings on our featured release, The Lion of Nobility, with the Orlando Consort.
Thank you.
Mauro Righini, Viola d'Amore, Ugo Nastrucci, Theorbo, and Danilo Costantini, harpsichord, perform two movements from Lezione No. 5 by Attilio Ariosti. We'll hear more music commissioned by Sophia of Hanover and her daughter Sophia Charlotta coming up. As the winter king and queen of Bohemia looked at their newborn in the year 1630, they couldn't come up with a name to honor relatives. She was their 12th child. They settled on Sophia. After all, Sophia was surrounded by Sophias. She had 3 godmothers with that name. Though she never ascended any throne, Sophia was sandwiched between generations of power and wealth. She was the granddaughter of James I of England and 6th of Scotland, and mother of the later King George I of Great Britain. Guitarist and composer Francesco Corbetta worked for Sophia and her husband, Ernest Augustus. Let's hear Caprice de Chaconne in C major by Francesco Corbetta. Thank you. That was Caprice de Chaconne in C major by Italian composer Francesco Corbetta. Rolf Lillevan played the Baroque guitar on that 2016 ECM Records release, La Mascarade. Corbetta wasn't the only person to benefit from Sophia's patronage. Sophia was a close friend of philosopher Gottfried Leibniz, who's connected with the development of calculus along with Isaac Newton. Sophia and Leibniz had a long friendship and correspondence. Like Sophia, Leibniz was interested in music and wrote his own theoretical dissertation on music, De Arte Combinatoria. Leibniz favored hymns over most other music. We'll hear O Haupt voll Blut und Wunden, O Sacred Head Now Wounded, a hymn setting by Hans Leo Hassler. Stimmwerk performed the hymn setting O Haupt voll Blut und Wunden by Hans Leo Hassler. Sophia of Hanover's support of art, architecture, and philosophy were substantial. She commissioned the gardens at Herrenhausen Palace, which were crafted in the style of the gardens at Versailles and included plants, fountains, and statues. Sophia arranged for several operas for the Gartentheater in Herrenhausen, including a few by Italian composer Agostino Stefani. Let's hear Padre se colpe in lui and Pio non vascondo from Stefani's opera Tassilone. Thank you.
Sono contenta.
We heard the arias Padre se colpa in lui and Pio non vascondo from Agostino Stefani's opera Tassilone. Silvia Frigato, soprano, performed with Ensemble Castor on the 2021 Pan Classics release A Life for the Opera. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Sophia of Hanover and Ernest Augustus had one daughter, Sophia Charlotta. Like her mother, Sophia Charlotta spoke several languages and was interested in the arts, philosophy, and theology. Two of her favorite musicians were Attilio Ariosti and Giovanni Bononcini. Here's music for Viola d'Amore and Continuo by Attilio Ariosti, the Adagio from Ariosti's Third Sonata.
Thank you.
That was the Adagio from Lesson Number 3 for Viola d'Amore and Continuo by Attilio Ariosti. We heard Mauro Righini, Viola d'Amore, Ugo Nastrucci, Theorbo, and Danilo Costantini, harpsichord. Sofia Charlotta was admired for her sharp intellect and patronage of the arts. In 1700, Baroque master Arcangelo Corelli dedicated his Opus 5 sonatas for solo violin to Sofia Charlotta. We'll hear two movements from Corelli's Sonata in C Major from Opus 5. Music from Corelli's Sonata in C Major, Opus 5, featuring violinist Augusta McKay Lodge, from the 2020 Naxos release Corelli's Band. Sofia Charlotta was herself an accomplished musician and lyricist. Philosopher John Tolan said of Sofia Charlotta, quote, "She plays to perfection on the harpsichord, which she practices every day." Here's the vocal duet Crudo Amor, Morir Mi Sento, words by Sofia Charlotta with music by Agostino Stefani.
Crudo amor, morir mi cielo era fatale alla struscita nuove del mio misero cuore, mai non permetterà toccar le sponde, né mai per maggior male sperar potrò che la sorbisca l'onde. Ah, che dalla mia stella l'implicabil rigore per torni ogni conforto.
Thank you.
That was Crudo Amor, Morir Mi Sento by Agostino Stefani with libretto by Sofia Charlotta. Harpsichordist Yori Vincour led a chamber ensemble featuring soprano Adrienne Paquin and countertenor Reginald Mobley. For our featured release, we go backwards in time now to France in the 14th century. Composer Guillaume de Machaut was known as a poet as well as a musician. On their 2021 Hyperion release, The Lion of Nobility, the Orlando Consort set about to show the whole spectrum of Machaut's musical and poetic work. Let's hear Ma fin est mon commencement, My End is My Beginning.
Thank you.
Ma fin est mon commencement. My end is my beginning, performed by the Orlando Consort, from their 2021 Hyperion release, The Lion of Nobility. This Lion of Nobility may refer to King John II of France, and in fact the CD includes an 18-minute piece on Damantin et Lamantin that explores the defeat at the Battle of Poitiers during the Hundred Years' War. Since that's too long a piece for our remaining time this hour, we'll hear instead a battle of a different kind, between a man's spirit and nature. The man attempts to conquer nature by convincing his lady to negotiate a truce. Unfortunately, the lady's heart is as hard as marble, so the man's spirit cannot find peace. This is Machaut's Ballade No. 39 for three voices, Mes esprits se combattent.
Thank you.
Mes esprits se combat, a ballad by 14th century French poet and composer Guillaume de Machaut, from our featured recording, Orlando Consort's 2021 Hyperion release, The Lion of Nobility. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoobs Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.